KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 69 degrees. We'll look for occasional light showers this morning, otherwise a cloudy to partly cloudy sky by this afternoon and a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Topping Southwest Iowa news, a woman from Emerson died during a collision between a pickup and a car Wednesday afternoon in Montgomery County. The Iowa State Patrol says 70-year-old Sandra K. Viner died when her 2012 Nissan Kicks was struck by a 2019 Dodge Ram pickup that failed to stop at the intersection of 200th Street and Box Elder Avenue east of Emerson. Viner died at the scene. The driver of the pickup, 49-year-old Leonard Ray Anderson of Omaha, was not hurt. The crash happened at around 1:45 p.m. A man from Southwest Iowa was arrested Wednesday for the murder of a Des Moines man in Madison County. Madison County Sheriff's Office reports 41-year-old Gerald Parker of Creston faces a charge of murder in the first degree in connection with the shooting of 39-year-old Jonathan Hoffman, whose body was found the afternoon of July 21st by a delivery driver. Hoffman was face down in the intersection of two rural roads. Sheriff's officials say Parker was booked into the Madison County Jail. The incident remains under investigation. Three people were injured during a collision Wednesday evening in Fremont County. The state patrol says 16-year-old Jaron Palmer and a 14-year-old, both from Hamburg, were injured when the 2006 Nissan Quest Palmer was driving hydroplaned on Highway 275 northbound, south of Sydney. When the vehicle entered the east shoulder of the road, Palmer overcorrected, causing the vehicle to slide sideways across the center line of the road, where it collided with a southbound 2015 Nissan Altima. Palmer, the 14-year-old, and the driver of the Altima, 65-year-old Evelyn Thompson of Sydney, all were transported by ambulance to the Grape Community Hospital in Hamburg. The accident remains under investigation. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office, Tabor Police Department, Hamburg Rescue, and Sydney Rescue all responded to the scene of the crash that happened just after 5 p.m. on Wednesday. A collision between a car and an ATV in northwest Iowa's Monona County Tuesday night left one person dead and another injured. State Patrol says a 2010 Honda Accord driven by 18-year-old Elijah Oregon of Otto and a 2018 Suzuki King Quad ATV driven by 65-year-old Timothy Doms of Hornick were both traveling west on Monona County Road E16 when the car hit the ATV from behind. The accident happened around 9:50 p.m. Tuesday. Patrol said after the ATV was struck, the machine left the road and came to rest in the north ditch. Timothy Doms died from his injuries at the scene. Elijah Oregon was transported by ambulance to a local hospital. The state of Iowa's coronavirus COVID-19 dashboard today shows 627 additional positive cases of COVID-19 since Wednesday's report, for a total of 43,623, and 15 more deaths have been attributed to the virus for a total of 854. State data show 468,162 Iowans have been tested. Over 422,600 have tested negative for COVID-19. And nearly 32,000 have recovered from the virus. Hospitalization data show an increase, or rather a decrease of 9 from yesterday's numbers, 237 in hospitals across the state currently. 76 are in an ICU, that's one more than on Wednesday. 33 were admitted to a hospital since Wednesday's report, that is up 10, and 31 people were on a ventilator. In western and southwest Iowa, hospitals are reporting 13 people are hospitalized with COVID-19, 8 are in an ICU, 1 was recently admitted, and 3 people now are on a ventilator. That's 2 more than yesterday. Long-term care facility data showed 22 outbreaks, one more than reported over the past couple of days. 710 staff and patients at those facilities have tested positive for COVID-19. That's up 37 from Wednesday. 277 people there have recovered, 465 have died, and that's 9 more than reported yesterday. The IDPH dashboard shows Cass County has 37 cases of COVID-19. That's one more than yesterday, 31 recovered. Adair County has 20 cases with 16 recovered. Adams County has one more case than what was reported Wednesday for a total of 15 and 9 recovered. Audubon County has 25 cases. Guthrie County, 122. Montgomery County, 40. Pottawatomie County, 1,092. And Shelby County has 144 cases of COVID-19. That's 5 more than Wednesday, with 127 having been recovered since the last report. And the Cass County health officials, health system officials, announced updated visitor limitations for all obstetrics patients will begin on Monday, August 3rd. The measure is being enacted to protect the health of patients, staff, volunteers, and visitors, and to proactively limit the spread of COVID-19. Expectant mothers will designate 2 support persons at the beginning of her hospital stay. Those designated support persons can be both with the mother at the same time. The 2 designated support individuals cannot change during the length of the patient's hospital stay. Two support persons will be the only visitors permitted, and the two support persons must be 18 years of age or older, in good health, and must pass screening at CCHS entrances. For more on that, you can check out the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In our funeral announcements, Norman Iben, age 81, of Herndon, Virginia, and formerly of Audubon, died July 22nd. Funeral services for Norman Iben will be today at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Daniel Pedersen, age 35, of Irwin, died July 25th. A public visitation for Daniel Pedersen will be held at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan today from 1 until 3 p.m. Janine Polberg, age 88, of Council Bluffs, died Monday. Visitation for Janine Polberg will be this evening from 6 until 8 o'clock at the Forest Lawn Funeral Home in Omaha. Turner Russell, age 23, of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Turner Russell will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Evangelical Free Church of Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service has the arrangements. Denver Junior Morey, age 94, of Shenandoah, died Monday. Graveside services for Denver Morey will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Red Oak. Nelson Boylan, Lorett Funeral Chapel in Red Oak, has arrangements. Richard Rhodes, age 73, of Lewis, died Sunday in Council Bluffs. A celebration of life gathering for Richard Rhodes will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Rhodes residence in Lewis at 510 Oregon Street. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Joel Widener, age 63, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Caring Acres. Graveside services for Joel Widener will be tomorrow at 3:30 in the Brighton Township Cemetery in Marney. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Patricia Bullock Gipple, age 50, of Lindenhurst, Illinois, died July 14th. A prayer and memorial service for Patricia Bullock Gipple will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Amy Anita Scheimer, age 48, of Griswold and formerly of Creston and Aurora, Missouri, died Tuesday at her home in Griswold. A visitation for Amy Scheimer will be held on Saturday from 1 until 2 p.m. at the Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Griswold, followed by a procession to the Griswold Cemetery for graveside services at 2 p.m. Natalie Wheatley Merritt, age 53, who's formerly of Atlantic, died April 17th at her home in Missouri. A celebration of life for Natalie Merritt will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Karen Riesberg, age 76, of Griswold, died Monday in Des Moines. Private family graveside services will be held for Karen Riesberg at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Cemetery in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home is assisting the family. Carol Schuler Miller, age 70, of Avondale, Arizona, and formerly of Atlantic, died July 22nd. A visitation with the family of Carol Miller will be on Monday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Willard Bentz, age 87, of Hancock, died Monday in Council Bluffs. No services are planned at this time for Willard Bentz as a cremation has taken place. A celebration of light memorial service will be at a later date. Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.